won't give up, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
Fairy tales are more than true, not because they tell us dragons exist, but because they tell us that dragons can be beaten. Neil Gaiman. This quote had me wondering that overcoming a time when you've had a setback can either make or break you. People use this very thing that you're insecure about or that's your weakness against you. But the way to be free is to be who you truly are and to never give up. To be the little engine that could. But finding yourself is so hard when others tell you to be someone else. Sometimes when you get knocked down, it's a lot easier to not get back up. Today, I have an aunt of mine that is now vice president of one of Philadelphia's best stock marketing brokerage firm in the city. Having thought she had everything figured out, and me myself not knowing what I want to do with my life, little did I know she was in the same boat. Let's listen in.
I just didn't know what I wanted to do. There was nothing like from when I was a child that I wanted to do. People were majoring in biology, they were majoring in sciences, they were majoring in all different specific areas, and I didn't know what to do.
Well, that would have been tough, but I found out that she did know she wanted to go to college. So as she was making her first step towards that, this is what she got.
Well, when I was in high school, I had a great grade point average, but my standardized tests were poor. Guidance counselor, who, by the way, was like about 107, told my parents that they would have to build a college for me to go to because I would never get into any college. I was just so freaked out that I wouldn't get into any college.
I know personally when somebody tells me something negative or puts me down, it sticks in my head for probably the rest of my life. But I wondered, how did she go about this? How did she take that advice from an authoritative figure, somebody you look up to, and use that in her life?
But I ended up getting into school. I ended up going to Rutgers University, going to graduate school. I was commuting from Atlantic City up to Philadelphia to get my MBA, and I ended up getting an MBA in finance and accounting.
So, that was it. She went to college, went to graduate school, got her MBA in finance and accounting. End of story, everything's great, right? Wrong.
And I would go into different brokerage firms and give them my resume and try to get hired. And I must have gone almost a year before I got a call back from Payne Weber. And he said, and we're going to hire you. And then I found out I had to take a test. And it was like another standardized test. And I thought, ugh, I have to take a standardized test. How am I going to do this?
On top of knowing that was a weakness for her, what really had her worried were those kind words a guidance counselor had stuck in her head at a young age.
I was never going to get into college. All that comes back.
So what do you do from here? Knowing all this information and a lot of people I know they would have given up. But not my aunt. This is what she did.
I studied the material 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I just took those practice tests 150 times until I could recite them.
It must have been a bummer knowing that the one thing that would give you a steady job, life, and everything you worked for would be based off of your biggest weakness.
I was very worried that if I didn't pass the test, how I was going to survive.
Well, I'm sure you guys, as I was, are dying and itching to find out how she did. Well,
I got the highest score ever for the company.
And so, figuring that out, I was curious as what she learned from this. What does she have with her to hold on to as she faces everyday challenges of her life? What did she take from this particular moment that she can use forever?
It just showed me that you can do things that you want to do. And if you want to do them, you better make up your mind. The only thing that keeps you back is what goes on between your own ears. So if you set your mind to do something, I think that most of the time you can do it.
So to sum up what I've learned that you can't be afraid to fall apart because this is the opportunity to rebuild yourself into who you want to be.
Don't listen to people that put you down. I mean, I still remember that guy.
There will be many, many people in your life who will tell you no. No, you can't do this. No, you're not good enough to do this. No, you can't do this. But it's up to you and you only to turn around and tell them yes. This is what you want to do. If you want it, you'll work for it. It's not about what happens to us. It's about what we do about it. Not about the failure, but about how we react to it. Every time you say you're done, you find yourself trying again. There's always going to be something bringing you down, but it's up to you to show how strong you are. So thanks to my Aunt Adrian to open up about her personal experience, because I'm sure we all have them. But just remember this. It didn't matter that the dragon exists, because they will always be there. There's nothing we can do about it. But it matters that it can be slayed in the end, because that's all in our power. There's only one person who can do it, and that is you.
See then the stars, they burn.